And now, a story of failure from Failure Lab Detroit.
My failure.
My divorce. My failure.
I felt totally bamboozled.
And I thought, this has to end. I can't do this anymore.
Here's Jimmy King.
What's going on? Hey, the stage manager just took away my prop. I was going to walk out here with a bottle of champagne to a new era of Jimmy King telling a story that he is not comfortable with. I'm used to coming out, talking to high school, elementary, you know, business partners all the time. But when they asked me to come out here and talk about a failure with no solution and being real and raw, I wanted to give you real and raw, coming out with a champagne and my flamboyant bow tie, like, let's talk, people. I'm going to give you a real good, true, dirty story. So with that being said, let me get into it. Most of you, I hope, if you haven't before you came, checked us out, Googled our names, figured out who we are, what we do, most of you would know me from basketball. So basketball is a very central point in my life. It's affected everything that I do. Even now as a 40-year-old man, you know, standing in front of you, every time I see somebody, they want to talk about my days of playing basketball. Well, it goes all the way back for me to when I was a young 3-year-old boy growing up in Indiana and having older brothers and older a father who played the game. So naturally, that's what I wanted to do. Fortunately, I was blessed with the talent. I was blessed with the opportunity to play at a high level. But a lot of times, you know, people just see the success of making it to the NBA or having a great college career or, you know, playing a sport that we as children grew up playing who love the game of basketball or any sport that you're fortunate enough to play professionally and make money on. And to me, that was my biggest curse. Because what I do now, nobody is good to get my foot in the door as Jimmy King, but professionally, I'm still the basketball player. So a lot of times when I walk into conference rooms, I'm already underestimated, but I perpetuate that. I perpetuate it because I like to play off the fact that people know me from that. People like to identify me with being a basketball player. But as we all know, we're all different, but we all have our talents, but we're all not just one thing. So throughout the course of my life, I've had a lot of major, I call them tragedies, from basketball that's influenced my life. People know that we went to 2 Final Fours at Michigan, and we ended up losing. And the throwback from that is I have developed a pattern of reaching a certain point and then expecting failure. Because we didn't win the championship, because I wasn't successful in the NBA, every time I come up against something that I have no control over or that may be bigger in my mind, I expect tragedy. Let me give you an example. As an 18, 19-year-old kid going to the University of Michigan, playing and being a final four contestant with all freshman team, that's what I'm known for. We lost tragically to Duke my freshman year by 20 points. We lost even more tragically to North Carolina by calling the timeout that we didn't have. Most people would consider that successful. I would like to think it's successful, but in my mind, it's a failure. On top of that, going to the NBA, not being drafted as high as I thought I should be, because the honest truth is, I was always the best player, but it didn't come out that way for me as a career. So my inner thoughts of myself, when I think so highly, I like to think I think highly of myself, but when I look back, and that's why I appreciate everybody that has invited me here, so that I can face this and face it in front of you all, is that I actually have a pessimistic outlook on myself. I've had a lot of experiences through life, through the game of basketball, that are correlated, that's crossed over to my business. Whereas when I reach a certain level, or I think I'm gonna get a deal done, I don't expect much, because I think tragedy is just around the corner. That's the narrative. That's what you're built for. That's why you went through what you went through at such a young age, so that you can be an example for people that you don't always get what you want, but somehow you gotta fight through it. But doing this today made me realize that that's not the truth. So you guys are right now on my couch, and you're helping me get through this, because I've been telling everybody backstage, you're like, what are you going to talk about? I'm like, I have no idea. I'm just going to come out and just let it hit me, because I didn't want to face it. But I'm glad that I'm able to talk to you all about it, and that this environment of this actual being a lab for failure is so therapeutic. And I hope that we all can be brave enough to share with one another without having to come to this beautiful place, even though, you know, I wouldn't mind coming back again. But, you know, this is something that is just one in a lifetime, and I really wanted to be a part of it and tell my story of how basketball has affected my whole life. I gave you one example of the Final Four tragedy, going to the NBA, not being drafted as high because of the sacrifices I feel I made for the team to be successful, because that's my personality, is to be the guy that everybody likes instead of doing what I should do to prevent the tragedy. I think that's, you know, when you look back in hindsight and you know that you have the ability to do something, but you're doing something or you're playing a role that you feel is needed, and that may be needed for you all to be, or us to be, successful. But is that really helping us? Is that really helping me? Because I perpetuate it. I don't expect much. But just imagine if I did. If I actually did expect it, who knows what I could be doing, or what I would be doing, or the influence that I have. So my failure is not actually being a true believer in me. And that's my story.